Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call of Best Agrolife Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Thakur from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lisa. Hello, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call of Best Agrolife Limited. Please note a copy of all our disclosures is available on the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchanges. Anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Vimal Alawadhi, Managing Director, Mr. Rajan Alawadhi, Executive Director, Mr. Atul Garg, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Devender Dogra, President, Finance. I now hand over the call to Mr. Vimal Alawadhi for his opening remarks. Over to you, Vimal ji.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon, and thank you and welcome everyone to our Q3 FY 2023 earnings call. I would like to wish you a warm and a happy new year. May this year bring joy and opportunities in our lives. Before I jump into the business performance for the quarter, let me highlight some important domestic industry trend. Third quarter is usually a weak quarter for the domestic agrochemical business. During the start of quarter, we witnessed extended monsoon across India, which resulting in farmers delaying sowing of crops. This delayed of purchase of agrochemicals product leading to higher channel inventory. That said, the sowing picked up soon, and if you look at the area sown during the quarter across main rabi crop, there is healthy increase in acreage across the crop driven by remunerative crop prices. Having said that, higher inventory across channels affected the demand for agrochemical manufacturers. Even during such slack demand environment, Best Agrolife Limited was able to deliver industry-leading growth with revenue of 328 crore for quarter three, which was up 41% on year-on-year basis from last year. We also witnessed strong margin expansion when compared to the same quarter last year. Now, me elaborate our performance for the quarter. Overall, we continue to see good demand across our business segments. Our existing branded product segment continued to see good traction in the market. The contribution for these product was strong at around 60%, and technical business was also up when compared to same last quarter year. All of this indicates a strong performance across business segments for the quarter. During the quarter, the new product launch in H1 contribute to growth in this quarter also, which is one of the factor of growth in this lean quarter. Our pipeline continued to grow with additional of few more products to the pipeline. If I were to check the pipeline for you, one, we have started working on the product based on strobilurin chemistry. Second, we have a strong pipeline of combination product which are different stages of approval registration. The third, we continue to file 9(3) and 9(4) opportunities, which will provide us business head start, and later these will use towards backward integration of our products. I am delighted to inform you that we have received two 9(3) registration recently. One of them is propiclizafop, used for the post-emergence control of a wide range of annual grasses in various broadleaf crops. As a selective and systematic herbicide, it control weeds in all the stages of their development. Second is xylophobutyl. Apart from this, we have clothodion, amitriptyline, which are very big product. And for this, I will hand over later on to Mr. Rajan, our institute director, will brief you according for these products in detail. Now you can see we have strong products in the pipeline for the coming years, and as informed earlier, we plan to launch at least one, minimum one patented product every year. As you know, we have received patent for 3 products, out of which 2 are yet to be launched. We are planning to launch these products in financial year 24. Along with these, we will also launch 93 and 94 technical, as I mentioned you earlier, the name, and other niche combination product having better realization. This is in line with our strategy of replacing low realization product with higher realization product. You must have noticed that this change in product mix has already started showing up in our margins. We are on track to change the product mix as well as segmental mix. By segmental mix, I mean we would like to have higher contribution from B2C business, our branded products, business flown by P2P business, and reducing contribution our technicals, as we plan to use most of the technical for backward integration purpose in the future. Coming to expansion plan, we are setting up an herbicide line at our Noida unit, which formulation. I believe this will be completed in FY24 at the Bajoroda unit. We are planning capacities to fulfill future demand and also for problem chemistry-based product. We do not expect this is a bigger capex as it is brownfield expansion. It is purely machinery and future capex and other utility are already present at the plant. We also continue to strengthen our distributor reach and farmer connect with various initiatives across India. On the export side, our registration filing has also picked up, and we continue to remain very positive to the export opportunities in coming years. To conclude, overall demand environmental picking up as inventory levels go down across channels, coupled with expectations of the remunerative crop prices, make me confident to delivering strong growth in coming quarters and the coming years. Now I would hand over the floor to Mr. Rajan, our Executive Director, who will take you through the products.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Rajan Elawadi, and I'm associated with this company as an Executive Director. I welcome you all in Q3 earning calls. So, as briefed by Mr. Vimal also, Best Agro Life is differentiated from competition from other companies, where this year was a little bit different year, but we are differentiated from others by our approach of bringing one-shot proprietary solution in various segments. Segment-wise, we are working on a different kind of one-shot solutions where multiple pests and weeds could be controlled together. So one such product was launched by us in Q2, which was for sucking pests, all sucking pests, and cotton and chili, and that product contributed, kept on contributing in Q3 also to a great extent. So such kind of novel one-shot solutions we are working for different crops, different segments. We are covering not only cotton chili, we are covering paddy, which is vast geography in India. We are covering sugarcane also, we are covering corn, we are covering various soybean also. So different herbicides we are working on, we have narrow leaf and broad leaf weeds can be controlled together. So same way, so this we are differentiated from others by bringing this kind of solutions and import substitute mainly, where we are basically first indigenous manufacturer of such products like chlorantraniliprole. We became the first company to launch this huge molecule, which has the very big market size, number one molecule of India as well as globe. So we became the first company to enter into this segment with our own different process. There were various process patents involved. So we bypassed those patents and we launched that product. So similar, this growth was in quarter three, was contributed by one another niche product where two fungicide and one insecticide was there. So it was a product for seed treatment. So it contributed in Rabi sowing period also, Rabi seed treatment also. So, and other segment, major segment was BPH and blast segment of paddy, which was major Q3 segment. So were X-Man, Zorio, Pimax, Tyron. These brands were there to control blight, blast and BPH in paddy crop. So these products contributed and this growth track will be maintained by some other new products also which we have got in 9.3. Propecuza FOP already explained by Mr. Vimal is a very big molecule, is a systemic herbicide for narrow leaves, for various broadleaf crops like soybean and cotton, and goes in various groundnut also. And Silofop is also is a systemic herbicide for paddy crop. So ametrine and clothianidin also are very big products. And kind of three-way combination we are anticipating to launch soon also, which will be a very big product. So it is basically a fungicide. It is a combination of three fungicides where which will provide one-shot solution to control late blight, early blight, and downy mildew, powdery mildew in various crops and various segments. It is already an established fungicide. Multinational is importing one of the active ingredient in this product, and we are upcoming with our own novel formulation, which will provide a wonderful solution, one-shot solution to farmer to control many diseases in multiple crops. It is a broad spectrum systemic fungicide which we are planning to launch soon, and which will start contributing from quarter four itself, I believe, starting from Kashmir Valley in apple segment. So such kind of novel solutions and those import substitutes we are working on, which will keep on contributing to up to a great extent, and will in 24-25 will take this company to new heights, I would say. Thank you. So I will hand over now to Mr. Dogra to take over.
Thank you. Hello everyone, and thanks for joining us here today. I would like to briefly touch upon our key financial performance for the quarter, after which we will open the floor for questions and answers. So for the quarter, operating revenues were at rupees 328 crore as compared to last year of 233 crore, which is at 41% growth. This was mainly driven by our branded product business, which now has a large range and a geographical expansion happened compared to last year. EBITDA was at rupees 58 crore in this quarter as compared to last year of 32 crore, a growth of around 79% this year. This translates to around 18% EBITDA margin in this quarter, an expansion of 380 basic points over the same quarter last year. Higher EBITDA margins were driven by higher contribution from the branded product business. PAT was at rupees 31 crore in this quarter as compared to 15 crore in last year's quarter, a growth of almost 100% this year. Coming on the segmental revenues from branded formulation business continue to grow, and we almost 60% of the segmental revenues come from branded formulation business, which is B2C and B2B both combined. On the balance sheet side, on the work, our working capital for the quarter remains steady at around 110 days with improvement in receivables. And the cash and cash equivalents, including bank balances, are at around 118 crore as of this quarter end. And we have a net debt of rupees 431 crore. With that, we open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Siddharth Gadekar from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So I just wanted to understand that when we spoke of this 41% growth during the quarter, if you can give a split between the growth in the existing business and growth from the new products that were launched during the quarter?
Okay, so the growth from the new products which we have launched very recently almost contributed around 30% of the overall volume of the overall growth. So I would say the majorly growth has been driven by the new products only.
So is it fair to assume that our base existing business would have seen a decline which was offset by the growth in the new business, or that was also up by
way? The existing business, I would say it remains flattish. So as we are ourselves also primarily focusing on new products which are much more higher in realization and margin accretion. So it's majorly we are driven through new products. So the existing base remains flattish, right?
So, and in terms of now when we are entering into the kharif season for FY24, how do we see the inventories and how do we expect to, placements for the first half FY24? If you can give some color on that.
See, for FY24, though we are not given any guidance, but as we have expanded geographically to pan India basis and our branded B2C business and both branded B2 business looking very promising. There will be, and we are adding products, new products as Mr. Vimalji and Rajanji have pointed out. So we say that inventory levels will remain a little bit in the same range or a little bit elevated because see the growth both geographical and product wise, and the amount of backward integration, because most of the products, formulation products which we are launching, we are also having the technical capacities and expecting the technical for the same. So the inventory levels, I believe, for the next 12 months or 12 will remain at the current levels or a little bit mismatched. But that's due to the reason of both geographical and product expansions.
So basically, even for FY24, our products which we launch this year and next year will be the entire growth factor. That is a fair understanding?
Yeah, along with some new some products which will be launching in addition to what we have talked about, apart from the product launches this year, because these products which we attract Ronfan and CTPR-based formulation, we were only able to launch the part of the season. So next year is the full potential for these products. But apart from that, we are also, as we mentioned, about some SP and certain new products which are already have added. So next year also that growth will be propelled by the existing products which we already know and the new products which we are talking about.
Okay. And from the growth, we can say that we are always giving guidance of 30% of the growth and 20% of beta. So, of course, the 30% this year, we can say it will be more than 45%. But the, in case of 45% of growth, even we are maintaining more than 20% of beta. Either growth will be higher because of our main focus on the margins, on the beta, in the new chemistry. And whenever we go for the new chemistry, definitely margin will be there. Definitely, there are new chemistry and the market will be there, different segment, different market. So we can say this EBITDA will keep, more than 20%. So we will try to keep this margin alive. Even the growth is higher than which we are committing on the 13 whatever. So this year it will go more than 25%. If we can see this three quarter and four quarter.
And CTPR, we will be manufacturing in-house?
Yes, we are manufacturing technical, AI as well as, and the formulation in-house, both in-house.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to limit your questions to two per participant only. If time permits, you can come back to the question queue for a follow-up question. next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from MAPL Value Investing Fund. Please go ahead.
Sir, I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. So my, I have two questions. One is, how many 9(3) do we have currently, and what is the contribution from 9(3) products in 9 months and this quarter?
No, you said how many 9(3) products we have and
currently, how yes.
No, no, as of now, we have more than, I can say, more than 10 products we have 9(3). Like, I don't have this, but more than 10 products we have 9(3), which is technical. If you talk about formulation, that is apart from this. That is, again, there is a list of 9(3).
Okay. And what is our contribution from these 9(3) products in 9 months and quarter?
Which is existing 9 months, you can say, out of this 9(3), it is around 60% of the product, you can say, from this last 9 months.
Okay. So what I would like to understand is, you know, when do we start seeing competition coming in these 9(3) products, and how badly do margins take a hit?
No, that is not true, because 9(3) is not the only product which people are getting, because if you see in the all over market, because everybody has their own focus, because the companies, like, you know, they are doing for some of the chemistry, and from last many years they are doing the same chemistry, or maybe they are focusing on one kind of chemistry, or maybe if they are changing also, again there is two kind of chemistry, you can say. But here we are doing, you know, which are product we are changing and we are doing. You cannot say everybody is coming for it. Not only the product decision, it according to the your R&D base, it's according to your plant, factory, where your product the produce, you know, produce the product. That is again 2 to 3 year challenge to make that plan. So it is not so easy to, you can say, everybody will come. And apart from this, across the 9(3), we are our own predictive, the formulation also we are developing with that 9(3) molecule. That is again for 20 years, you can say. So we are focusing not only 9(3), we are also focusing on the our secondary product also, with that 9(3) only, with the 9(3) technical only.
Okay. Okay, understood. My second question is on our subsidiaries. We see that our subsidiaries have been making very high margins in the last 9 months. So I think if I just look at the subsidiary numbers, our margins are more than 70% in entities. How is that happening, sir? Like, what is leading to that? And why do we not see cost, like, you know, the power cost, logistics cost, and despite that we are making like such high margins?
So firstly, you need to look at consolidated numbers. Reason being, all the marketing related costs, all the corporate costs, and they are majorly parked into the main entity. So the subsidies are not carrying the entire cost. The entire cost, because these are the subsidies are entirely manufacturing entities. So thereby, it only captures the manufacturing cost. So, and also this year, whatever 9(3) and proprietary formulations which we are manufacturing, the margins and realization are substantially better. So you see that way, but in, for from the result perspective, you need to look at the overall consolidated number, because the expenses are not captured entirely in the subsidiary entity, because it's how they are incurred.
But so 70% is still a very high number for manufacturing entity. Madam, this is just a follow-up on this one. In last
question. Not only manufacturing, we are getting 70%, say Mr. Doka want to tell. This is not only the 70%, which is the margin is coming from the manufacturing only. It is because of our proprietary products. Like we have, you know, Ronfen, the product is the CTPR formulation, that whole, because of that unique products that that you can see that is also there because of the manufacturing.
So we can continue to do this.
Yeah, definitely, because we see as a consolidated only, or this our managing our numbers and like this way.
And also to clarify, these subsidiary companies are majorly supplying back the product. So it's firstly, it's based on backward integration, the products are entirely, the subsidiary companies are supplying back to the company. So there is an intercompany sales, which is, for that reason also you need to look at the consolidated results.
Understood. Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we would request you to limit your questions to 2 per participant only. The next question is from the line of Giriraj Daga from KM Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, team. First of all, congratulations on getting a good number of approvals in the last 2-3 months. My question related to, you mentioned somewhere that CTPR we are going to, like this year the growth this year and next year will be driven by CTPR also. So just want to understand, have we launched the product in the market? What kind of traction we are seeing? So what do you expect from CTPR sales in FY23, like this year and next year?
In fact, the CTPR we have launched in Q2 only, in this 23 only. FY23, Q2, we have already launched the CTPR in the last month only, but there was not very big sale. And Q3 for CTPR is again not very big market, but still we have sold. You know, if you talk about the number, only CTPR in around the 3.5 months, you can say, or 4 months, from September to December, which is lean period for that. But still we have sold 45 crore rupees of CTPR two formulation. One is 0.4% and another is 18.5% FC. So there are two formulations which we have sold 45 crore till quarter three. But definitely in quarter four, you will see the sale of the CTPR, and next year it will be fully. So next year will be very big molecule in our basket as volume wise and yeah, yeah, and by year end of financial year 24, Mr. Rajan, Mr. Rajan will tell.
And from CDPR, we are further as our model of operation is also there. So with from CDPR also, we are bringing novel solutions also. So we further combinations of CDPR will be novel combination, proprietary patented combination. By the end of financial year 24, we'll be launching our combinations also in both liquid as well as granular formulation for different segments. Sugarcane is a very big segment. So to manage resistance little bit in this product, which is solar formulation is coming, we are upcoming with a very unique and wonderful solution. So which will be a very big product potential wise. Somewhere in coming years, we can beat original brand leader also in this product, I'm sure.
Okay. Which is the seasonally most impactful quarter for CTPR?
Second quarter. Most.
Okay. So the second quarter also placement will happen start from the first quarter. So is this right reading?
No, it depends. If you talk about the placement, the fourth quarter will be very important. But again, first quarter... because, you can say third quarter is lean for the CTPR, other all three quarters will be good. And second, of course, the best, if you talk about the best number about the selling, that will be second. But the first, second and fourth will be great for us.
Fourth and first quarter, means fourth quarter of this year and first quarter of next year are going to be very lean for CTPR. Basically, it is, major segment is sugarcane, where March is sugarcane and green gram, where March is the ideal time for going this formulation in the market. So March end, this material will be placed.
Okay. Sir, just picking up from your comment only that we will be like almost near to the leader, beating the leader in CTPR. Is this what you mentioned? Because the total sales is very large, right?
No. Please your question first.
With this novel combination, I will say.
Okay, novel combination part only.
In coming years, starting from FY25, with our own novel combination, we will be able to overcome the resistance which is coming in different segments, different pests basically, majorly in sugarcane. And then in coming years, we will create a potential to beat the brand leader also with our novel combinations, in comparison with the solo formulation available.
Okay. What is the size of this market?
Mr. Daga. So maybe
big size. Yeah, it is 2,000 crore plus market size will be there.
Sorry? How do you mention?
More than 2,000 crore it will be there. But it will come and it will start in FY25. And it will be for, our patented products for 20 years patent we have. This will start from FY25.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Mahadevia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations tracking your company keenly. I had a question at a more fundamental level. There's so much competition in the agrochem space, including the domestic market. Where does your differentiation come from? Is it the ability to make these combination products? Why can't others do it? Is it the ability to make technicals at the back end where you get a 20-year sort of patent? Where does the differentiation come from, and why can't others replicate what you are doing?
Yes, hello, hello. Yeah, actually, we differentiate, in fact, in your question, I have said two, three things, and these are the main, you can say, combination.
Combination of all three that we can.
Yeah, you already speaking here in my question. This is all of the combination of three. There is not one way, because in the backward integration at technical level, if you see, we have Mr. Karlekar on the board, and he's MD of the, you know, technical, manufacturing facility and R&D level. So of course, there is a one strength, which is AI strength, which we are creating. The other strength we have in our patented products, not only in the, you can say, formulation, it is again in the technical AI side also. Process patent also we have. We are applying, and we have some more. So this we have strength. Then our own patented products, that is again have a strength. Then formulation, if you see our formulation, when farmer use or the distributor use that, they know that formulation is such a unique formulation, we are giving that, you know, the same formulation if other companies are giving or MNC are giving and we are giving. That is, you know, there are many things we have to see the particles, right? So many things, and we have spent more than 60 crore on the formulation in the Noida plant. So that is only because of our quality and all that. Yeah, Raj, you want to add something?
Yeah. So it is basically it is strength of giving those products which were import substitute by bringing new registrations, new 93 registration, and then from those new registrations to bring all together new solution for farmers. Like this Ronfen was a product where various stages of all sucking pests, egg, nymph, adults, and all sucking pests also, just say aphid, whitefly, together can be controlled. So number of sprays of farmer also came down with it. It was not just a simple combination or just an admixture. Same way, next month probably we are going to launch another product also, where our major claim of that formulation is, where one component is sulfur, which is in non-active form. Means it is in very less percentage form, which will act as a catalyst to improve efficacy of other two active ingredients to three times. So it is pure science behind this, pure R&D, pure knowledge behind this, new one-shot solutions. It is not just we are mixing it, we are just combining it. That anybody can do. But these logics where we are doing, like in Ronfen, active ingredients, when solo active ingredients, it was going as 125 gram per acre. In our formulation, it is going as 54 gram per acre. Even then, performance of the product from various tests, it is much, much better than the solo formulations. So high synergy is there. So that all, we are bringing those products, those AIs together, where synergy, where they are reflecting synergy, where they are bringing costs down, where they are bringing number of sprays of the farmer down. So these are creating value for farmers, those products. And that is the only reason they are bringing colors in first year itself. It is not easy to do by habit.
But, you know, why can't large agrochem companies like UPL or Rallis, they also have very strong R&D, very strong capability, very strong backward integration. Why are you able to do what they are not doing? Or why are they not doing what you are doing right now?
No, we cannot compare with UPL or Rallis or any other company, because everybody has their own strength. UPL has very big strength for the, you know, different product, different pipeline. And again, I would, because earlier question also I said, you know, it is not so easy to put a plant in the products and the level we are doing. And, you know, because once, you know, any of the company, I will not say name, but any of the company, when they are doing some of the products already in their pipeline and they're doing from the many years, so they cannot move all of a sudden from the new chemistry, new things. Definitely, this is advantage. We are new in the industry also, because we are not very old, like 50, 60 years. So definitely we are taking advantage for the new, because we can do that new product, new chemistry, new plants. According to that, we are putting everything is new. And this is chemistry, struggling chemistry, if you talk about. Yes.
And this selection of products comes from our close association in working with farmers also. That is also our biggest strength, I would say.
So you can be more nimble.
Pardon?
You can be more nimble in product.
So we in working with close association with the farmer, we are trying to find those, identify those gaps also where some product is required by. So that is also a strength. A new product development team is there in the market.
Understood. My second question, sir, is what is the impact of raw materials? You know, there's fluctuation a lot on the raw material front globally. What has been that impact on your cost structure and COGS? And are you likely to see that improve with raw material prices coming down?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely there is some big, because when raw material price is going down, definitely there is margin will be improved for sure.
And you expect that to kick in from Q4 or Q1 in the new financial year?
No, new financial year, you can say that the major, but it is not very big. In fact, you know, I want to tell you, because we are purely doing for R&D base, like your product, some of the product we have margins like 50%, 60%, and this we are talking about some of raw material, that only impact, you know, not more than 5-7%, and it's according to the some of the raw material, not all. And whenever there is very drastic change, definitely we also will reduce the price of the vehicle. Also take higher the price if there is a very high in the price of raw material. But there is not a very major concern about us because we are purely R&D based company. We are purely see your margins as a total. So that doesn't influence too much to us. Even the higher price, even the lower price, then of course there is minor change in the margin, you can say, when the price is lower, the 2%, 3% margin will be higher in the as a total to us.
Right. How much can CTPR do in your assessment in sales in FY24? You said 25 will be a big year. But in 24, before your novel combination, you said 45 crores you've done in the last 4 months. So as I extrapolate that for the full year being season in Q2, can you do 300-400 crores in sales in CTPR in this FY24?
Very easily we'll achieve 400 crores in CTPR. Very easily we'll achieve in FY24.
Right. Okay, thank you. All the very best. Watching your company closely.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harinish Desai from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for taking my question. My first question is on the new products that we got the registration for, that is Cyclohop and Propazipop. Pardon me for mispronouncing. Sir, when do we expect to launch these products? And what kind of revenue are we targeting from them?
Propazipop
is basically a herbicide for annual and perennial weeds, and it plays a significant role in first quarter mainly. It is required in first quarter mainly. So probably from April we are planning to launch this product.
Okay, and sir, any kind on revenues that we are targeting? Can you give me the market size for this molecule in domestic market size?
Market size is around 2,000 shares. So it is around 250 crore worth market is there. So we believe that 40% share we can really take.
Okay, and right now we are the only guys, right?
Yeah, we are the only guys.
Yeah, and sir, the second question is, sir, what is the status of pyroxysulfone registration? Because I think in December cycle, the registration was rejected. And then in Jan, I saw that UPL received the registration, the technical registration. So what is our status, sir?
No, we have already get registered that product. Already we have registered, but we have not launched that because that window is very small. The third quarter was the real consumption period, but we got that license in even January only, the final license of the company. So definitely in FY24, or you can say this year only, our sales will start in September and October 23, and the third quarter you can see that that will come for sure. It is a big volume for this.
Okay, and sir, on CTPR side, After the molecule went off patent, we have seen a lot of companies receiving the registration. So is it going to be a threat for us, you know, sharing the revenues with these companies? Because we have seen the FMC market share for CTPR has gone down after the molecule went off patent. So is it a threat for us as well?
No. I am telling you, actually, they have many patents. CTPR, the main parent company, have many patents in this. And no, anybody can, you know, produce this so easily. We have different method of producing. That's why we, you know, already we get the clearance. And not so many players. Of course, there is two, three players will be there. And again, I will repeat, because we have a different plan in FY20, from FY25, you can see our novel combination of CTPR. Of course, after 3-4 years, it will be there. What is your question? There will be many people, maybe after 3-4 years, because they have one patent in the one patent is getting off in 27. After that, many people will come in CTPR. But till then, you know, our so many novel combination will be there with the CTPR, and we will be the, that we are assuming it will be very big product in that years. We will see in FY25 our novel combination. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, in last two registration cycles, we have seen a Best Agro receiving a lot of 9-4 registrations. So what is the plan behind that, sir?
Yeah, definitely. Like you have seen Clostridium, you have seen Emetrin. That is a very big product. Emetrin, if you talk about, that is a very, you know, very big molecule as a value-wise, as a volume-wise, you can say sugar product. And that is placing, you know, many other product like Metribuzin, Atrazin is a, you know, traditional generic product. That is Emetrin. We have very big plan this year to produce, that is again 9-4, but it doesn't matter because we have already changed our Atrazin plant to this Emetrin plant. This is a new chemistry and new product for India. We can say not very old product. It was very small in earlier years, and now it is this year we are planning more than 1,000 tons for this Emetrin, which is again will give us very big numbers in the 9-4. This is one of the two products I am telling, with all the products very not easy to, you know. It will be long time to speak, yeah.
Okay, and sir, my last question is on Ronfen.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand now, first up, you mentioned that our focus is on scaling up of exports, right? And even the focus is on higher margin product. So some thought process that you can lay down on your margin trajectory over next maybe 1 to 3 years, how do you see that, given that there should be an upside bias, right, given the export focus as well as on the higher margin product?
Yeah, definitely. Export also, we are not looking like a generic export, which definitely other so many companies are doing, and some are doing, you know, because we are the best we are creating in India. That is the same way we want to create in the export market also. That's why it is taking some time, because we have, from last 2-3 years, we are chasing that, and of course, it will take some time more. But once we will develop one of the markets, say any of the, like Southeast Asia, any country of Thailand, Vietnam, any of the country, we are going in the model with our patented product, which is something unique, which is very unique. If you see any of the Indian companies, because there you will see in that level our MNCs companies are only doing this kind of job. They are making some new patented product and they are selling throughout the world. But as a Best Agro, we are also going in the India and also export, you know, in the unique combination we will that B2C that we will do in the different countries. So that is something different. Of course, we are doing B2B also there, but that will be again like we are doing in India this year, you know, FY23. The same way you will see in FY26, 27, you will see in different country, different region, the same way we will grow, because our path will be growing path will be all R&D and new products only. New product we will launch in the export, yeah.
So how do
you... Yeah, definitely, margin will definitely improve. You have question of the margin. Margin definitely will improve, because in the export there is different kind of synergy in the product, and margin definitely will improve, for sure.
Okay. I mean, is there any kind of like 50-100 basis point per annum is what we might look at, I mean, on a conservative basis?
Every year we... Even without exports, because the new products have been launched in this part of this season, but the next year they will see the full season. So even say without the new geographies of export, With the existing products also, there would be margin expansion, so I can't quantify, but definitely 100, 200 basic points is a kind of room which is there even without the export business.
Fair enough, I understand. And my second question is on your, how do you see the growth part? I mean, now you mentioned about a lot of products that we are looking to launch, right? And even the CTPR and the Ronfen is also likely to scale up, right? So how do we see the revenue growth that we might look at over next maybe 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, as we gave the guidance of 30% growth this FY23, and we are more than that. We have seen that almost, I think, this 40%. So likewise, we have not worked on the final plan for the next year. But definitely, these are the levels because of recently the geographical expansion and new product and export segment. So I think these are the levels which will be maintained. So we haven't finally quantified that exact numbers, but these are 30% to 20 to 30% is a bare minimum on the level at least we are working on.
Fair enough. I got it. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ranveer Singh from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Can you help me with a split of revenue between formulation and technical for this quarter?
So for 9 months, we are around 60% is from formulation business and rest is from technical business. And within formulation, we have B2C and B2B segment. But both connect to our branded formulations only, so we can say 60% is from formulation, which is purely branded formulation, and rest is the technical part.
Sorry, I missed P2P, how much you say?
60 and 40%.
So overall formulation is 60, where we have B2C contributes almost 35% and 25% is B2B segment. So within the formulation, 35 and 25 is a split.
Okay, understood. And was there any revenue from exports during this quarter?
No.
Okay.
No exports.
Yeah. And in CTPR, how is the competitive scenario now? How many players currently have launched the product in a combination, in a mono, molecule segment?
So, as mentioned by Mr. Vimal also, there are various process patents and other kind of patents are involved in this product inventor. So, three players were successful in launching this product so far, who have bypassed their process, who have submitted their own novel process in the court, and after scrutiny of the process only, three players have been allowed so far to launch this.
Even others have not got the permission from the court.
Many applications many people have been injuncted also.
Okay, so it is likely to be 4 or 5 player market by next year in your assessment?
Yeah, maybe one or two players may enter, but it will also take long time for them to enter. Because only those who were preparing since last 3, 4, 5 years have been successfully entered in this.
Okay, and what price cut we have taken as compared to innovator in CTPR products?
We committed also and we corrected our price in the range of 20%. We have corrected price to and direct benefit of this 20% drop can be passed to farmer. So for that also we have reduced our in institutional business also this product is very big. So we have a farmer price directly also we have given 20% less than that in innovator to pass on the direct benefit to farmer.
And can you confirm NATCO has also launched or they are yet to launch?
Yeah, they have also launched. They are also 1 in 3.
Okay, so between NATCO, GSP and you, the pricing is almost same? Everybody has taken same price cut or is there variation here?
They more or less they are sitting in same segment, little bit variation is also there. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Fine, fine. And next one related to Ronfen. So, how much inventory of Ronfen is currently lying in balance sheet? I understand that, you know, number, right number, I'm not sure whether you'll have, but if you could just give an indication, because the last quarter by second half, end of second half, the inventory level was very high and payable was also very high. And I assume that that was related mainly to Ronfen. So how much?
It is basically not inventory of final product. Some inventory pertaining to, because we are backward integrated in this active ingredient, which are part of Ronfen. So inventory in the form of intermediates, raw materials, then active also up to some extent is there. And there are various other products also in this inventory, which is part of our basket for next year. So it is not only Ronfen inventory. Ronfen final product inventory is very less.
But definitely some product was there, which is, you can say, technical. Some of the products like Dinotucuron, Dinotucuron, there were inventory, but that will be clear by, you can say, first quarter of the, you know, FY24.
Okay, so inventory would have come down significantly in this quarter?
Fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, you can tell the number if you want the number.
It has come down, not in a major value, but it has come down from Q2. But by Q4, the major is what we are expecting inventory to further go down. So at the current Q3 levels, the inventories are, to say, at the same levels at Q2 only.
But definitely, in this growing phase, as a total, if you talk about within the 12 to 15 month inventory, and this will be very down, it will come drastically down in the next 12 months. But if you talk about quarter to quarter, because this growing phase, the new products, new chemistry, everything we are adding up, and our target is like more than 30%, and even this year we are growing 40%, and EBITDA margin 20%. So definitely, it is not really very easy to control each and everything, but definitely within the 12 months, you will see very drastic change. Changes in the inventory and other you know, data levels also. But it will take some time, but definitely you will see very drastic change in the next 12 months, you can say.
Okay. Okay. Fine. So from Ronfen, earlier we used to, you know, estimate some 350 crore kind of revenue. Can we reach that after, you know, already we have elapsed now, you know, two full quarter. So what is your assessment now?
Ronfen 350 crore for this FY23. Yes, we have given, and definitely if not 350, maybe 330, 340, definitely we will reach that. Not maybe not the real number, but around that we will achieve for sure.
So in this quarter also we have something from Ronfen?
Yes, we have. We have this quarter also.
Okay. So like, you know, last quarter, just last on this related one.
There are participants waiting.
Oh, okay. No issue. I'll discuss offline. No.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Sachdeva from Further Investments. Please go ahead.
What kind of market share we are looking in FY24 in terms of market share for Ronfen?
Market share of...
I think it's an 8,000 market share.
Ronfen in FY24 minimum will be 500 crore, we can say. Only Ronfen in FY24.
And will it be muted quarter four for Ronfen?
No, quarter four, I'm telling you, that will be again, we will achieve whatever number we are saying, 350, 340 crore as a year, that we will achieve in this year. But for next year, it will be more than 500 crore in financial year 24.
Okay, and one question, sir. Promoters are increasing stake in the company. That also gives us confidence in the company. What kind of stake you are looking for in the next 2-3 years, if you can answer?
Right now, I cannot comment on this, but definitely we have full, strengthen our product. We have everything, so definitely. But right now, I cannot comment on this, what we have planned or not. Right now, there is no big plan on it.
Okay. Thank you. That's too so much, sir. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Gupta from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, a couple of just clarification. Sir, first is on our employee cost. On quarter and quarter has gone up very sharply from in Q2 almost 11 crore to 14 crore now, 14 and a half crore. So just wanted to understand that what is leading to such a sharp jump on a quarterly basis?
As of now, our employee strength is close to 700 people. So it's creation every quarter, as we say, primarily because of the P2C expansion, geographical expansion. Like we have already also opened a regional office in Hyderabad that just to open. So there is a number of employees have increased because primarily as to cater to new products, new geographies, there is a substantial increase in the both the sales and marketing and also support staff from the corporate office. So that's the basically reason as the number of employees have gone down due to the expansion plans what we have.
So sir, in general, have we done all the required addition or is still it's going on, and what can be annualized the employee cost for the FY24 if you can just give some...
You can say for the Q3 run rate, there will be certain additions in employees in Q4 for the next season. So we haven't finalized, put the numbers, the reason being the number of products which we have talked about. So we are looking at adding employee strength for the new products and new geographies also. But say for the Q3 run rate, there will be, you can say that is 15-20% kind of overall increase on a run rate basis, full year run rate basis. Because we are still in the position of adding employees.
Okay. Sir, just second, you mentioned on the inventories front, it is generally broadly in line, not much reduction on from the first half number. Sir, can you just give some idea? I'm not looking for the exact number, but some idea on the receivables, it is also at the similar level or it has come down?
The because in our commentary, receivables have come down because of the major realizations have come in Q3, the inventory levels have been at the similar level.
Okay. Sir, if you don't mind, can you share what is the cash in the balance sheet right now at December?
Cash is around, as I said in my opening comments, 118 crore of cash and cash equivalent there in the balance sheet right now.
180 crore?
118 crore.
Okay.
And this is just cash. Large. The net debt is around 430, which I mentioned in my opening.
Sir, just last bit and I'll come back in queue for any follow-up question. Sir, on Ronfin, you mentioned an FY24 sales revenue potential looking for roughly 500 crore plus. On CTPR, this number, if I have missed, I'm sorry. But are you looking the similar number in CTPR as well?
400 crore.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rohan.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Ketan Shah from Capital PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, congratulations for a great set of numbers. Sir, I wanted to ask you, what is the plan of the company in terms of backward integration still? Like, what is the percentage of raw materials that we import probably from, say, a country like China? And what is the production that we have on our own facility or our subsidiary currently?
Most of the product which you talk about as AI technical formulation, these all are in our in-house plants only, whatever subsidiary also you can say, if you go in-house always. Of course, that is the subsidiary, best growth time, there is AI. And if you talk about the raw material, of course, our import dependency slowly going very low on the import dependency because we are not importing much products. Because right now, if you see, talk about there is many companies which are doing intermediate, we are developing intermediate there, and most of the product we are doing in house. So our import dependency is year to year it is going very low, and our target is in FY26. We will not, I cannot say it will be 100%, but for sure, we are trying our level best to create a very minimum dependency on the imports within the next 3 years.
Okay. And sir, the other thing I wanted to ask you that in terms of formulation, like say the Ronfen and the other 3-in-1 combination also that we've got. Sir, what is our right to win versus, let's say, another competitor that can come and even try to, you know, because it is a formulation patent, someone else also can try and come and, you know, make the same, similar formulation. So, what do you think is our right to win when it comes to, you know, these formulation patents, not the technical 99?
It is impossible to come with the same line. Of course, this is patent. And patent is not like anybody can come with a different kind of percentage of something, because we have blocked the range, because in the patent we have blocked the range from the, you know, if one AI is from the, you can say 18% we are launching. So we have blocked the range from 5% to 50%. If anybody will come above that, it will not work out. It will not work out. The product will not work out. So for that, we are very much sure. Our people in the IP lead also very, you know, we are strong team. So there is no chance to come anybody like this way, what we are talking about here.
Okay. And sir, just this last question on the 9-3 for Pyraxo cell phone that we have got. So sir, the exclusivity for will be for another 3 years, right? Even if the UPL has got the same 9-3?
3 years, pardon? 3 years?
What would be the exclusivity?
No, no. There is no exclusivity for us or for anybody.
Okay.
There is no exclusivity.
So, sir, then when you combine all the, you said previously on the call that you have some 9 to 10 products in the 9-3 registration. So,
yeah.
Approximately, sir, what would be the addressable market size if you can just give a ballpark figure for combined all the 9-3 products that we plan to launch and we've already launched?
No, no, you are talking about 9 months or in the future you are talking about?
In the future, sir.
In the future, definitely, definitely. Right now, 60% we are doing, and in the FY24, FY25, our whole plan with our new combination or other our novel, you know, you can say product which we are doing, that is our plan. Maybe we will achieve not only 9-3, because we don't calculate only 9-3, because we are including our patented product also, which will come year and year. Each year you will see 10 to 20% it will be increased. Like 60% we are doing as of now, so next year you will see it will be 75%. And our main target is to focusing that product only. So definitely in a one day you will see it will be 90%.
So you are saying the in the product mix, the percentage of legacy products will go down and there will be more focus on combination molecules and 9-3 and 9-4, right?
The same we have done in the last 3 years, and same we will continue with the same.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much and all the best for the future.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you all for joining our quarter, this quarter conference. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Best Agro Life Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.